Hello?
Hi, may I speak with Memory?
Yes, it's me.
I'm sorry?
That's me.
Okay, hi. Good evening. My name is Era. We are conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Are you a registered voter?
I'm sorry, I couldn't quite hear you.
Are you a registered voter?
I am, but I no longer live in Colorado.
No, it don't matter. It's just a national survey. It's not just from one state, as long as you're a registered voter. Okay?
I see. Yes.
Okay, great. Now, let's see. Yes. Okay, now, are you of Hispanic, Latino, Spanish origin?
No.
No, thank you. And what is your race, if I may ask? White, Black, or African-American, American Indian, or Alaskan Native?
I'm white.
Thank you. And in general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? The future of the country, positive or negative?
Well, I'm feeling negatively about it.
Okay. And the future of the planet, positive or negative?
I'm feeling negatively about it.
Okay. And your own future, positive or negative?
Heavy on the negative on that one.
Yeah, that too? Okay. Okay. How much power do you feel young women have to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel young women have to make change on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means young women have no power at all, and 10 means young women have a lot of power to make change on issues that matter most to their community. You can choose a number between 0 and 10.
I pick about a 6.
About a 6? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Of the following issues, which 3 do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today? I'm going to give you a list. And stop me when I hit one. Healthcare. Gun violence. That one? Okay. Gun violence is the second one. National security, the third one. Student loans. Abortion access. Immigration.
That one.
Thank you. Immigration, climate change, education, economy and cost of living.
That one.
Crime. That one. Thank you. Okay. And thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize most? Which is most important right now? Which 3 of the following? I'm going to give you another list. Stop me when I hit the one that you think is very important to you. You prioritize on that. Relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, having or caring for children, that one. Having or caring for children is the second one. Work-life balance, caring for senior family members, improving.
The work-life balance.
I'm sorry?
The work-life balance.
Okay, thank you. One more. Caring for senior or family members, improving or maintaining physical health, economic security and financial independence. Advancing in your career? Okay, thank you. Okay. Now, which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to 3. Up to 3, it doesn't have to be 3, but you can choose 3 if you want. Which of the following traits are most important to your identity? Being American, your personality, your spiritual religious belief. Stop me when you hit one. Your hobbies or interests. Being young. Okay. Okay, that's all you need. Thank you. And now, when you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to 2 of the following. The list is something when I hit one. Happiness, exhaustion, pride, anger, frustration. Okay. Pride?
More frustration, I'm sorry.
Did you say pride or?
Frustration.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now, which of the following statements come closest to your opinion? I'm going to read you 3. Statement A states that our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Okay.
Yeah, that one, they can definitely, they have room for improvement, but they definitely can improve.
Oh, yes, thank you. What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. I'm going to read you another list. Not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard. Power-hungry politicians seeking control. Division and gridlock. Okay. Thank you. Let's see what it says. You may choose up. Okay, that's good. Thank you. How much do you trust the parliament to make change on the issues that matter to you? Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? The Supreme Court, a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
Somewhat.
The ballot initiatives, they propose laws that the public votes on directly. A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
Somewhat.
Community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots, coalitions, a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all.
Somewhat.
Congress, a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all.
A little.
Your city government, a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all.
A little.
Your state government, a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all.
A little.
And President Biden, a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. And you will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation like voting, signing petition, contacting representatives, etc. The Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means college and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. That makes you feel very motivated, somewhat motivated, somewhat unmotivated, not at all motivated.
That's motivating.
Say that again.
Motivated.
But somewhat or very?
Very.
Thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus community customers and deny them services. Very motivated, somewhat motivated, somewhat unmotivated, not at all motivated.
Not at all motivated.
Thank you. In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe v. Wade. Very motivated, somewhat unmotivated, not at all motivated.
What was that again?
In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe v. Wade. That makes you feel very motivated, somewhat motivated, somewhat unmotivated, and not at all motivated to help enact change through civic participation.
I would like to change that. That would make me motivated to vote against it.
Would that make you more motivated to, to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing a petition, contacting representatives, etc.?
Yes.
Okay, so very motivating then, right?
Yes.
Thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. That makes you very motivated, somewhat unmotivated, not at all motivated.
Yes, motivated.
Very?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, now, how likely are you to participate in the following? Volunteering for an advocacy organization. Advocacy. Very, very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely.
Not very likely.
Thank you. Contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives. Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely.
Not at all likely.
Not at all or not very?
Not very. I'm a busy lady. I do work and take care of family and that's it.
Okay. Voting in elections. Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely.
Very likely.
Thank you. Attending a protest, very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely.
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. Sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or on social media. Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely.
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. Signing a petition. Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely.
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. Boycotting a company. Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely.
Not very likely.
Not very likely. Thank you. Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that kept them from voting. Which best describe why you may not have voted in previous elections? You may choose up to three. The first one is voting doesn't change things that matter to you. Your mail-in ballot did not arrive in time. You didn't know how or when to vote or register. Tell me when I get to one that you feel that it will make a difference to you in not voting. You did not have time to vote. Inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location. There was an intimidating presence at your polling place. The candidates didn't. Okay, thank you. Okay, and now for each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. We have seen hardworking people rise up in union to win better wages and benefits against some of the greediest corporations like Starbucks and Amazon. We have proven that when young working people come together, we can prevail against the wealthy few to get the fair conditions we deserve. We must keep exercising our collective power so that working people can thrive. Would that make you engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
Engage a lot more. I'm part of a union myself.
Okay, thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled to block the Biden administration's student debt cancellation program. However, the administration has already enacted alternatives to provide relief to low and middle-income borrowers, like the SAVE plan, which cuts borrowers' monthly payment in half or to zero for minimum wage earners and ensures balances don't grow from unpaid interest. We need to continue to fight for the economy. For the economy and well-being of young people so that we can all thrive. That makes you engage a lot more, engage a little less, engage a little more, engage a little less, engage a lot less.
A little more.
Thank you. And the Biden administration spearheaded a bipartisan infrastructure package which replaces dangerous lead pipes, invest in public transit and electric vehicles, and ensures internet access for all. These are critical investments in sustainability and equity for low-income communities and people of color whose neighborhoods have been disproportionately impacted by outdated infrastructure. We must continue to take action to make our communities stronger and safer. Engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, engage a lot less.
A lot more.
Thank you. Okay, now, what are the media sources that you check most for new content? You may choose to national TV news station, international news outlet, Twitter, local TV news stations, podcast, Instagram, news or informational articles online, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook.
Facebook and news articles online.
Thank you. Okay. Okay, thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose to humor, memes, hobbies, tips or hacks, shows, movies, science, technology, music, health, beauty, self-care, business, finance, government, politics, sports, news, current events.
Mostly humor and hobbies.
Okay, thank you. Which is the highest level of school that you have completed, or the highest degree that you have received?
High school diploma.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself a heterosexual, straight, lesbian, or gay, or bisexual, or something else?
I'm a bisexual.
Thank you. And are you married? I'm married, living with a partner, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm married.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under 18? Yes or no?
No.
And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you lean towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither. I'm more in the middle.
Okay, thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed?
I'm full-time.
Thank you. And for whom do you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else?
I voted for Trump, but that's because my housing situation. They pretty much threatened to kick me out if I didn't.
Who did you vote for in the 2020 election?
In the 2020 election, I voted for Trump.
Okay, thank you. And last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Less than $24,999, $25,000 to $34,999. Stop me when I get to the one that best fits you. $35,000.
Oh, you got me at the second one.
Okay.
That $35,002.
Yes. Okay. Now, I skipped some questions so that we can finish. So I'm just going to ask you real quick. We're done already. So give me 1 second, please. So I got to ask you this. But I just went forward so that we can do this. Because the question is a little awkward, but I can see that you have an open mind, so it would be cool. Okay, we're almost there. Okay. That's just the one. And the year of your birth is 1997? That's when you were born?
Yes, I'm 25 years old.
Thank you. And do you think, this is the question that I skipped, but do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
I'm female.
Thank you. That was the one. Okay. I figured that you'd be cool with it. Well, thank you so much. You've been great. Enjoy your evening and take care. Have a good one.
Of course. You have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you. Oh my goodness.